Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fox and Stallion. Fox and Stallion is a Victorian mystery comedy fiction podcast about the best detective team on Baker Street. No, not that one. Season 2 will be airing in 2024 and is currently crowdfunding through May 1st. They have stickers, personalized in-universe thank you letters with wax seal, calligraphy, and all of it, and even a tier where they solve a mystery that you send them. They do want me to note Fox and Stallion cannot guarantee the solving of any mysteries, but they will try their absolute hardest for 3 to 5 audio minutes. This show also has everything you could want. Jewel heists, asexual detectives, lavender marriages, and a really old cat. You can find and listen to Fox and Stallion anywhere you listen to podcasts or on their website, 224bbaker.com. That's 224bbaker.com.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Right there. Listen.
That's great.
Then Mr. Tay with the banjo.
Nice. Hang a left here.
I remember.
Hey, Dad. You ever seen a ghost?
Do I believe in ghosts?
No. Have you ever seen one?
No, because I do not believe in ghosts.
I knew one who played a banjarine.
Did you?
It was really good. No Mr. Tay, but...
Well, no one's Mr. Tay. What? Was he scary?
No. He was just a kid.
Just a kid.
I thought you didn't believe in ghosts.
If it's between thinking you're a liar or believing in ghosts, bring on the ghosts.
Please stay for dinner.
Maybe.
What are you going to do? Watch the ball drop at some hotel bar in nowhere, Pennsylvania?
Let's see how things go.
Thanks for doing this. Love you, Dad. Love you too, Lily.
I love Mr. Tay and his banjo. Need a new word for how I feel about you.
I heart you. I think you're the coolest kid in school, the raddest dad that ever dadded, my absolute bomb diggity.
BFFs for life.
Oh, Dad.
Urban planners sure as certain shape the world we live and work in. Daniel Burnham made big plans, Chicago's ashes in good hands. 20 seconds. Le Corbusier built giant towers, surrounded by a bunch of flowers. 15 seconds. Soon. Elizabeth Plater Zyberg hates the sprawl. Build a town instead of malls. Robert Moses BQE displaced tons of families. 5 seconds.
It'll be great. There's got to be some champagne somewhere in the house.
I can't stay till midnight.
No. We'll do it at like 10, 8, 6, whatever works. Hey, Abby. That's Abby. They're a grad student in urban planning, one of the other boarders. Abby, this is my dad, Dale.
Hey, Abby.
Urban planners sure as certain shape the world we live and work in.
You okay?
I did what I could. Please say I'm done.
You're done. Where's Dot?
This is not my specialty.
Abby? Abby.
You said I'm done. So I'm done.
Where's Dot?
Mom!
Lily!
7 in Mount Absalom, 35 in Julie. Looking like good weather for the new year.
Oh, that's a nice hug. Nothing like a Lily hug.
Are you okay?
Sorry, got the radio.
You okay?
Yes. Yes, what? Jesus, you're gone for a week. I managed. Abby, you should have told me everyone was here. Okay. What's their beef?
It's good to see you.
You too. And you, Dale. Wow, let me set this down.
And now here's a new one from the final X.
Worried it was gonna snow. Nope. Clear skies.
Hey, Dottie.
Hey. No Cynthia?
She couldn't leave the plants.
Sure. Lily, she works at a lab doing research on... what's it called?
I know. I know what she does, Mom. I just spent a week with her.
She's pretty, too. You traded up, Dale. Respect. All right, well, I'm sure you have to pee, at least, before you drive the 10 hours back to Albany. Come on in. So, welcome to Fenwood House. Here's the kitchen. Same old, same old. I'll replace the linoleum eventually.
This is quaint.
Don't sound shocked. You've been here before.
Never been invited inside.
Well, you're inside now. Soak up the charm.
Cat clock! My grandmother had one of those.
It's a standard in old lady houses.
It's been a long time, Dottie.
Yeah.
You want some tea, Dad?
I'm okay.
So, how's the stuff?
What stuff?
The doctor stuff.
Oh, good. Still saving those ears, noses, and throats.
Our otogeologist.
Otolaryngologist.
Otolary and googly-eyedist. Our favorite band. Played at our wedding.
All right, Mom.
What was their hit song? Let me think. You otolary me down and give me an exam because I love you.
Oh, Dot.
Not dead yet. That's what he's thinking. Oh, Dot, what a shame that you'll be dead soon because you're so funny.
No. I was just thinking that it wasn't all bad.
It wasn't. Until it was. In the end. Not your fault. Wasn't meant to be partnered up.
Bathrooms where?
Through there on the right.
Thanks.
Wait. Dad. Dinner?
Okay.
Dinner?
Yeah. I thought I'd host a little New Year's Eve bash, invite Maddie and Spikes. Everyone could meet Dad.
But you've got to drive back.
I'll stop in Cleveland for the night. I won't watch the ball drop. Just dinner. You said it's not supposed to snow?
Nope. No snow. Dinner sounds nice.
Great. I'll text Maddie.
I'm gonna...
go pee.
Okay.
And scent.
Is having Dale here too weird?
No. I think it's great. You got anything in the freezer I could use as a side?
Maybe.
Green beans. Not much. Hey, Abby! Are you eating with us? Abby!
They're busy.
Was everything okay over Christmas?
Sure. Everyone's just in a mood. First, Abby won't talk to me. Then Woody got himself into some sort of panic spiral depression disaster, and I just don't know what to do.
Wait, who? Mom, who's Woody?
You know. Woody. Ow.
The radiator's name is Woody.
The house's name is Fenwood.
Don't act like I should have known what your little nickname meant.
Woody. Fen. Mr. Stiffy.
Okay. You think the house is depressed?
He's telling me he's depressed. Never seen him like this. I'm supposed to be taking care of him, and I'm doing a shit job.
I'm just going to sum it all up real quick. So, the house talks and is sad, and it's your job to take care of him.
Well, he's always talked. Just now he's getting chatty.
Chatty?
Well, not in words. Not usually. Mostly he just emotes. He only talks when he really needs to.
He talked to me once.
Yeah? See? There you go. It was important, yeah? Wasn't about me, was it?
It warned me about...
He warned you.
He warned me about Silas, the one in the night.
Yeah, fuck that dickhead ass for brains little shit. Remember Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, that was glorious. Silas comes in here all thinking he's hot shit, and then our Woody gives him the old clangerang. Couldn't run out of here fast enough. That's our guy. That's our old Fenny Woods.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Baby, it's okay. You know any songs? I can't think of any. He likes songs. How do you make someone not worry?
He wasn't like this when I left.
Yeah, it only started a few days ago. Christmas? Just after?
Okay, so something went down at Christmas.
Everything was fine.
Mom.
Nothing happened.
Something happened? What was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't know or don't remember?
Same fucking thing!
Sorry.
Maybe something happened. There was a... It's a little cloudy. I don't know. I gotta take my fucking pills.
What?
I gotta take my pills.
You're not taking your pills?
Not currently.
Mom.
But I'm about to.
How long since you've taken your pills?
Here's the thing.
Yeah?
Lily, I think I'm getting better. I do. I honestly do. I don't feel lost. I don't feel as foggy.
You don't.
And there are some side effects that are not great. I shouldn't have to deal with those.
Because you're getting better.
It's not worth the hassle of pills. It's not that bad yet.
So if I go and talk to Abby, they'll tell me the same thing.
If I take the pills, it means I'm sick. I don't need them. Sick people need them. I'm not sick. I remember things.
Do you remember I love you?
Yes!
Then take them. Okay?
Okay.
Everything okay in here?
Dale! Dusty-ass house making me red-eyed and sniffly. So, the grand tour?
Sure.
The house was built in 1899 by Liza Fenwood in the Gothic Revival style. Hold on, I gotta take a pill real quick.
Have fun! I'm gonna start making dinner. No, first I gotta pee.
Standing at your door, I couldn't say what the knob is for.
Come on. Mom said that songs made you feel better.
I lost every moment that I...
Well, okay. Probably not sad songs. Hey, Maddie. Spikes, yes, you're in town.
Yep, got in Tuesday.
I picked up your chicken. You really want a whole one?
Sure, we'll roast it up, it'll be great.
Fridge.
Yeah, thanks. Dad, come meet Maddie's soul. Mom's giving him a tour.
Ooh, has she shown all the creepy mannequins in the basement?
That's probably the grand finale. Dad!
Coming!
Thanks for coming over. I didn't know if you guys do something special for New Year's.
Nope. Just drink sparkling apple juice, listen to Beyonce's countdown, and be as far away from my parents as possible when they kiss at midnight.
Dad, This is Marisol.
Hey, so great to meet you.
You too. This is Spikes, my niece.
Hi.
Hey, Spikes. So, Marisol, I hear you own a record store.
I do, yes.
I gotta ask. I'm sure you hate this question, but what's your favorite record?
No, I love it.
What's your favorite guilty pleasure record?
Ooh.
I know what Lily's is.
Ooh.
I don't have any guilty pleasures, just awesome things I love with no shame.
Well, when Lily was 5 years old, she just adored the song.
Okay, this is embarrassing.
Manic Monday. You remember that song?
You know, Prince wrote that.
Really?
Love Prince.
No, I love Prince.
I love Prince's ass. Finest in the world. Present company excluded.
Thanks, Dot.
It's true. You have a very nice ass.
Okay, I'm stepping out for some air.
Me too.
I think my guilty pleasure is Cyndi Lauper's She's So Unusual.
You know that song Shebop is about...
Parents are hilarious.
Yeah. Good to see you, Lily.
Good to see you, too. Halloween feels like it was a million years ago.
I never said thanks to that man.
To Silas?
Is that his name?
Yeah. Thanking him for the...
Saving me thing, yeah.
You want to?
Yeah. Kinda.
We could see if he's around. There's a thing I wouldn't mind asking him.
Okay. Huh.
What?
We're going to that burned out part?
Well, we gotta go through it a little bit.
Scary.
Yeah. Well, fires happen.
Just that things can change. Like, totally. And not go back to the way it was.
It'll get back. It'll take a while.
It won't be the same.
Mostly the same.
But my dear, you must remember that burned grass grows back greener. No need to fear a cleansing.
Hey, Silas.
Good afternoon, Miss Harper.
I don't know if we're ready for a cleansing.
Yes, the children never want to get into the bath, but bathe they must.
Maybe the children like getting dirty.
It may be that the children do not decide. Said with all due respect, my dear Stella, wonderful to see you again.
Thanks for saving me.
My pleasure. I hear a cry. My heart says, go.
Where are your dogs?
We all need to run free every now and again. Makes us appreciate home.
That's true. Well, we can't stay long. I gotta get a chicken in the oven before the weather turns.
Why, this clear blue sky wouldn't dream of snowing, surely.
The radio said it wasn't supposed to, but better safe than sorry. Lord, all I need is those two hold up for a few days. We just stopped by to say hi.
It's always a pleasure, my dear.
And I got one quick question.
Certainly.
Do you know if anything strange happened recently with my mom?
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Perhaps you can help me solve the mystery. I believe I have it in my pack. Ah, yes. Is this her slipper?
Yeah, that's hers.
Return it to her with my compliments.
What happened?
I was walking in the woods on Christmas Day, around sunset it must have been, and I saw a figure walking ahead of me. It was hard to see through all the snow, but I came upon this in the footprints.
Lily?
Maybe she was... There might be some reason.
No. My dear, Dorothy's decline is hard on all of us, but I think it'd be best for her to step down. The caretakership is too important a position for someone who is incapacitated.
Okay, hold on. This caretaker thing. Why is it Mom's job to take care of the house?
It isn't. It is my job.
Oh.
And I think it's time to intervene.
I don't think we need to do anything yet.
Why?
Because I honestly think she's stabilizing. She just remembered my favorite song from when I was, like, 5.
The fact remains that she is behaving erratically.
You're talking about Christmas? That was a fluke, okay? I wasn't there. She wasn't on her meds. It was late. Wasn't it late?
It was.
Stressful day? It's Christmas. Gotta be stressful. And okay, so maybe it's happened before. But
it is happening. Often.
Well, I'm telling you it's not going to happen again.
I trust you. Because you're a good woman. And I know you would never lie to me. And you would never lie to yourself about Dorothy's mental capacity.
Nope. Not big on lying. Messes things up.
Indeed. Lillian, if you notice any changes in Dorothy, do be sure to tell me.
Well, she's on her medication, so she's stable.
For now.
You'll be the first to know if she starts slipping.
I'm so glad we became friends.
Me too. One more question.
Please.
Where's Wes?
Oh, my dear Lillian.
Oh, I...
Spikes, sorry. Hold on. Just tell me where he is.
Things have become complicated.
How?
He doesn't want to come back.
What?
If I could just talk to him, if I knew where to find him.
I know where he is.
What? How?
Aunt Maddie told me.
What the hell? Where?
She didn't tell you?
No, where is he?
St. Louis.
Wes isn't in St. Louis.
Okay, so you know where he is? Why are you asking
Spikes,
me where he is, then?
Spikes, he's dead. But he was always dead, so he might come back. That's why we're looking for him. No, no, it's okay. He was always a ghost. You were friends with a ghost, is what I'm trying to say. But that's normal here. That's not the weird part. He was always dead. He's okay. But now he's gone.
Where?
We don't know. He got upset and vanished.
He has not vanished. He merely does not wish to join us anymore. We should respect those wishes.
But Aunt Maddie said he was in St. Louis.
I don't know why she told you that.
Does she know he's gone?
Yes.
What the fuck?
We gotta go.
Until next we meet.
Is this pitcher just pitching, or does he have to hit the ball as well?
How hard can it be to hit a fucking ball?
Well, which league are we in?
I don't know.
Hey, what do you all think?
On Marty.
If you took 9 famous musicians and made them a baseball
team. Listen to me!
What?
Where's Wes?
St. Louis. Right, Lily?
He's dead!
I told her.
You were lying!
It's about your ghost friend.
Yeah.
Listen. It's a complicated thing, because I don't think
he's dead! He's gone!
He's going to come back.
Aunt Maddie.
And even if he doesn't come back, he'll never be truly gone, because he'll always be
don't
in...
Don't say in our hearts.
Kay.
What happened?
He found out he wasn't alive, and he left.
Oh. Huh. Interesting. Was he hurt that no one told him? That everyone was lying to him? That the people he trusted were full of shit? When's he coming back?
Hey, no one shouts in this house but me.
Mrs. Harper, he's gone.
He's not gone. I heard his voice.
He's not coming back.
He is out there, and he is hurting, but we will find him and give him a big hug, okay? Come here. Dale, you want in on this hug?
Definitely. It's gonna be okay,
hon. Thanks, Mr. Harper.
He's a dad. He gives good hugs.
I do.
Let's worry about kicking this old year in the asshole, and then we'll continue the search tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if we can dig up the box of fireworks. Blowing some shit up. Good for what ails ya. After you, Dale.
Now this is a creepy basement.
Watch out for the mannequins.
Stop.
We got Piccolo Pete's, bottle rockets. I think we've even got some M80s down there. Those are fun. Shall we? Spikes?
I can't go down. I'll go through the door.
You won't. You're with me. Dale, you see a box marked explosives?
Yeah, it's under the stairs. Shouldn't keep it under the stairs.
You want to see what he's got? Come on.
Okay.
Everything okay?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Whoa, what?
Why did you lie to her?
Why'd you all go visit Silas? He is like the definition of a creepy old man.
He saved Spikes and...
Lily, and he's so weird.
He is always honest with me.
She's a kid. We worry about the fact that Wes is never coming back. The middle schooler does not.
You think he's never coming back?
Yeah.
Then why the fuck did you just tell her he's not gone?
I meant, like... in our hearts.
Jesus. So what were you going to tell her when he didn't come back?
He liked it and stayed.
And never said goodbye to his best friend.
They weren't best friends.
Okay.
I had to. What was I going to tell her?
The truth.
Oh, because you're nothing but honest.
I've always been honest with you.
Yeah? You have?
Yeah.
With Dottie too?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? You're not staying.
Staying? Here? You mean tonight?
I mean staying here, like in Mount Absalom. So, you gonna stay?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
I don't know the future.
Be honest with me. Yes or no, are you staying?
Am I staying here? Forever, in small town Ohio, where everybody lies to you.
Are you? Tell me. Just tell me.
Why would I stay? Why would anyone in their wildest goddamn dreams think I'm going to stay?
No one does.
I don't like feeling trapped.
I guess I just like being with my girlfriend, who I love.
That's a big word.
Okay. Well then, just hang out alone if that's what you love to do so much. I'll give you your space. Oh my God, is it sleeting?
Tend to your chores and head on indoors, because it's going to be a snowy evening with freezing rain turning into a wintry mix. That'll be icy, icy, icy. So cuddle up with your sweetie pie, because this is one winter storm you'll want to sit out.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Spikes, we gotta leave. Spikes, now!
You don't have to go.
Well, neither do you.
What's wrong?
We're leaving.
But we found the fireworks. Dad said we can have a Roman candle fight if we promise not to get him in our eyes.
Spikes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Are the roads okay?
We're not going far. Bye.
Sorry, I don't have an answer for you.
You do. It's okay. Let's go.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
Kazoos! Why'd Spikes leave? What the fuck's going on outside?
Dottie? Everything okay?
Come and see. Wasn't supposed to snow. God damn it.
It's snowing?
Wasn't supposed to.
This looks bad. What am I gonna do?
Stay. It's a boarding house.
Lily?
The radio says it's supposed to get bad. You should stay.
You really have room for one more?
I'll put you in 3C. Gorgeous view of the cemetery, closest to the bathroom. And I've got kazoos! And fireworks and leftover booze from Thanksgiving. It'll be fun.
Where's Marisol?
She left. Didn't want to stay.
Oh, honey.
It's okay.
We're gonna make this work, okay? Guaranteed, first rate, grade A, great time. We got kazoos up the wazoo. Yeah? Let's do the fireworks now. What do you say? Dale, could you bring the box up?
Mom, I don't know if I feel like celebrating.
Oh, I'm not celebrating. I am telling this shit-ass year to leave. To get the fuck out.
What do you think, Lilybell?
Okay.
One box of fireworks. Coming up.
Oh, and leave the little smoke snakes. Thank you. Why'd I buy those?
Hey, Mom. Is this slipper yours?
Oh, shit. Where'd you find it?
In the woods. This is what happened on Christmas.
Could have been.
This is what happened, right?
I think things were bad, yeah. Things were real bad. But you know what's great? This right now. Let's just think about now. Now things are great. Now we're about to set off a shit ton of fireworks with Dale, and then we're all gonna eat some amazing food, right?
Theoretically.
So let's do it. Quick! Before I forget who you fuckers are.
Mom.
Dale, how we doing with the box?
Mom.
What?
When that happens...
What do you mean, when that happens?
When you forget who I am. It breaks my heart. Okay, so don't push yourself.
Jesus, it was a fucking joke. I'm not gonna forget you.
Oh, you won't?
Yeah, I won't.
Okay.
Why are you being so fucking shitty to me?
Celery Fest ring a bell? No?
I would never forget you. Lily?
Okay. Okay, you're right. Never. Wouldn't happen.
Do you believe me?
I do. Yes. Yes, of course I do.
Okay. Good. Jesus, Louisa, freaked the shit out of me.
Here we are. And I'm not stitching anyone's arm back on, so let's be safe.
Perfect. Let's just grab an armful.
Oh, it's really coming down out there.
Gotta light him quick. Lily, you coming?
Yeah. I just want to get some tea.
Woo, that's cold.
Dottie, what are you getting us into?
Let's go!
Do you think she's getting better?
Dottie, run!
You think he's gonna find out?
Yeah, sing it!
Out with the old year, in with the new.
Hey, old year! Go fuck yourself!
What are we gonna do? Woo!
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Issa Ramos as Spikes,
LaQuinn Groves as Dale,
Mark Soloff as Silas,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol.
Written by Jessica Wright Buha.
Sound designed by Eli Hamada McElvey.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Bruder.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElvey.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thank you to our supporting producers, Mike Beal, Calico Davis, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, J.D. Horn, Olivia Howard Doner, Nick Keenan, Carolyn Koskasten, Megan McLean, Aurora Natalini, and Caitlin White. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miami people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miami peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved! I Sherlock bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.